Hello, this is a audio version of a blog post which I published on the 3rd of November on my blog From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace. And it's really by way of explaining why I went completely silent on Audioboo, Twitter and every one of the social media since January. And I hope it speaks for itself. It's called Afterlife, really to denote that there is life after depression. And it's written in the form of my daughter, Grace. And here's how it goes. Chris Brogan published Depression is an Offline Event on the 27th of October. I was surprised because I've been thinking about how I could restart this blog after 9 months' silence. Because of my depression, I've been absent from all social media since January. Chris Brogan's words spoke to me, gave me the lift and hook I needed. I'm back here now. That was on the blog, but I'm also back on Twitter and on social media. I'm back here now, a changed person. My bout of depression was awful. Although I've had several bouts since 1992, this time was as bad as ever. The knowledge that I'd survived and pulled through before was hardly any consolation to me. It didn't shorten or reduce the dominance of anxiety and low mood every day. I felt as dreadful as I'd ever done, as hopeless, as cut off, as lost. I gave up writing. I found the thought of social media and networking made me nauseous. All the connecting I'd done so furiously and enjoyably seemed pointless and a waste of time. I spent huge chunks of the day alone in the house, avoided going out to meet people as much as possible. My confidence and self-esteem sank. You could say I practiced the art of not existing every day from mid-January until about the 10th of October. Of course I went out and did things, went places, met people during this time, but my heart wasn't in it. It felt to me as if I was going through the motions of being a person without any of the satisfactions you expect from ordinary life. The long time I spent with you, that's my daughter Grace, the long time I spent with you in Lahinch over the summer helped. But it didn't lift my depression. I felt fortunate others were so good to you. Did I ever thank them properly? Did I ever help them? But the depression has lifted. I have hope again, some confidence and self-esteem. A multicoloured life has returned to me, and now I want to connect with others. That's why I'm writing this. Back to what Chris Brogan wrote. Quote, in the last several weeks, two people that I've known from online have taken their lives. In both cases, there were tweets or Facebook posts or Google Plus updates that hinted that things might be falling apart. But we rarely notice such posts. We rarely hear them loudly because they aren't Siri jokes or cats dressed like astronauts. Depression is tricky. People seeking to connect and get solace online, it's not really going to help. You can't count on your Twitter following to pull you out of a depression. That's powerful. You can't count on your Twitter following to pull you out of a depression. You can't feel floored when your online friends don't hear you loud and clear. Remember that everyone is living out their own biography and they might not be as aware of what's going on with you. End quote. Chris Brogan is a hero of mine. I've looked up to him for ages, admired his viewpoint and allowed it to influence me in ways I'd find hard to spell out. He usually writes about business. To find him sharing such tough and personal news moved me. I felt supported by his words, as if I'd found someone who lived in the same world as me. It is so good when a celebrity opens up and is real and human. And is as real and human as this, isn't it? Chris continued with this advice. Quote, seek help offline. Visit a priest or a rabbi or whatever religious person makes sense. Visit a shrink. talk to your doctor. Oftentimes, depression is a medical problem that is exacerbated by experiences happening in your environment. You're not alone, but the online world makes it really hard to see your pain. Things move too fast, are too shiny, and we are all hurrying around. The online world can make you feel more alone when you're feeling sad. God, that's strong. The online world can make you feel more alone when you're feeling sad. Just to reread it brings it home to me more. Chris Brogan goes on, get help early. Don't feel like you are a failure because you need some help. The strongest people in the world get help often, in many forms. You are worth it. Please seek help offline and then come back and chat with us. Okay? End quote. Okay, Chris, I have sought help offline and now come back to chat with you all. You can easily imagine how encouraging your words have been, how they have been the difference between staying silent and reaching out online again. But I've changed. I'm not the same person I was before my depression, or I am the same person behaving differently. I prefer the second formulation. I've thought hard about why I crashed with depression, why I've crashed before so rapidly. I've listened to others and taken their views more seriously than ever before. I won't be blogging and tweeting with gusto and frequency, as I did so enjoyably, frenetically and obsessively. I've held back for about 3 weeks, resisted the urge to rush forward into the fray of online life. I've been careful to limit the number of people I've caught up with face to face. Not because I haven't wanted to, but because my priority is taking care I don't get drawn into overdoing myself. I need a quieter life, with much fewer projects and ambitions. I need to be gentle and moderate. Did anyone ever describe me as gentle and moderate before? I bet you didn't. Thanks a million. A huge thank you to all who contacted me online and asked how I was. Your words helped me feel unforgotten. Helped me feel unforgotten. Even helped me feel I meant something valuable to others. Even though I never replied to you and often wished I didn't exist at all, you did me good. My feeble memory recorded your kind concern. I appreciated every word and wish. I mean that. I appreciated every word and wish. I apologize for vanishing without explanation. If I could, I would have written a short note, as Marion Keyes did in January 2010. That would have been considerate, but I didn't have the strength for that. Marion also wrote these moving and informed pieces in May and June 2010, and in the blog post you'll find the hyperlinks to those. Afterlife is now for me. It's now for me. I feel more meaning in the phrase, today is the first day of the rest of your life. I'll do my best to strike a satisfying and sustainable balance. Sustainable balance. You know what this means. Yes, I feel again the urge to spend massive energy on attractive ideas and projects. I'll need help from others to keep me on track. I can't do it alone. Grace, my daughter, you are such a support to me. My job of being a good enough father to you matters so much to me. Thank you for being here, for giving me the opportunity to live and keep well. With love to you all, and a special thanks to Chris Brogan. And the love, that's the end of the blog post. And the lovely thing about it is that I have 8 comments on the blog post, but also on Twitter I've had, I think, nearly 30 tweets welcoming me back to Twitter, and I appreciate every one. Anyway, thank you all very much. It is good to be back.